HPR audience. My name is Steve McLaughlin, Door-to-Door Geek. I am very, very, very long overdue to giving an episode. I just posted something to Google Plus, and Ken Simon said I should make this an HPR episode. So, Ken, I cannot agree with you more. I'm down here in Florida on vacation to Disney World. I have 8 people with me: my wife, my 2 kids, my sister-in-law, their 2 kids, my father, and my father-in-law. I just spent well in excess of almost 4 hours sitting on the deck of my place where I'm at, like the Westgate or the Wingate something, I don't even know. Yes, I'm inebriated, by the way. But I just sat here with those 2 individuals talking about everything from history of baseball, history of football, some of the inside stories, some of the people they actually knew, and then ranging from everything from World War I, World War II, Civil War, modern day politics, and we ran the gambit of conversation. And the only thing that really seems abundantly clear to me is I have an utter fascination with personal experiences explained to me in story form. I have hung out with professional wrestlers, for instance, like the Iron Sheik, until 3 to 4 in the morning, just sitting around listening to them talk about things that they personally experienced, things that they really went through. And I gotta say, those are the kind of things that shape me as a human being. I personally believe those are the kind of people, those are the kind of things that really do make up what this world was and what it's becoming. These people have a personal insight into history that I cannot truly comprehend. I'm just some, to them, young whippersnapper, who's going to be 40 years old, by the way, here very soon. And I feel like these are the kind of people that truly need to be listened to. These are the kind of people that truly need to have a chair at a table. These are the people that have seen things that we cannot comprehend. You have to understand how far this country, this world, has advanced technology and politically in the last 20 to 30 years. We as youngins basically cannot comprehend what it was really like 50, 60, 70, 80, 100, 200 years ago. We cannot comprehend it. And these are the kind of people that when they talk, they truly open my eyes. One of my comments in my Google Plus posting was how I truly do not wholeheartedly believe everything I read in a book. And I'll say it's because I truly do not understand the history of the author. By that, what I mean is everything ever written throughout the annals of time has a bias to it. It truly does. Even when they try not to, it still does. And because of that, I truly do not wholeheartedly believe what I read in a book, unless I truly understand the history of the author. I don't understand the history of any author because I don't know them personally. But these kind of people that I get to know over a drink, it seems like most of the time, I'm sorry to say, but it's over a drink. And these people basically expose to me, this guy, they expose what it meant to be young, what it meant to grow up back then, what it meant to be black, what it meant to be white, what it meant to be poor, what it meant to be rich. These guys have a personal insight, a viewpoint into history that I really honestly think the majority of the younger people fail miserably to really acknowledge and comprehend. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the younger people actually do listen to the older people, and they really do understand and comprehend where these people came from. I personally think they don't. I personally think the majority of people in this country treat them as ignorant, senile, old people that just don't get it, quote unquote. Well, the problem is, they get it, and they get more than enough. Now, granted, they're biased as well, but when I sit here and listen to them, at least I truly understand where their bias is coming from, why it's coming from where it's coming from, how it's coming from where it's coming from, and for God's sake, why? They're usually based upon personal experiences. And these, I can't state it more, I cannot say it clear enough. We all need to once in a while learn to shut our holes and actually listen. Yes, we know a lot. Yes, we understand a great deal about things that they do not even begin to comprehend. But bottom line, when it comes to being humans on this planet, they've seen things that we really, truly can't comprehend. We really, truly cannot grasp the true nature of what they're saying. But we can at least listen to them. I honestly feel like a better person. I feel more knowledgeable. I feel like a better human being every time I sit down and listen to these older people. And granted, part of it is, I'll say, entertainment purposes. Because I like hearing these people go off. I like hearing them speak from their heart, speak about passionate things that they definitely know about. Excuse me. And I really, I cannot encourage more people to sit down and just listen. Okay, this country as we know it, we only truly understand maybe 10, 15, 20, 30 years at the absolute most of cause and effect. Everything else we know about comes from a book, which is personally biased. And we really don't understand the true undertones, the true backstories about things that happened. We only understand what we were told. The story alone about the Bismarck, which if you don't know what the Bismarck was, it was almost the master ship. It was almost the perfect ship that could have been made at any point in history. Okay? And to understand what actually happened to it and why it happened to it and how it happened to it makes me better understand how, dare I say, God was looking out for the rest of the world, okay? It's the kind of thing that you cannot write, you cannot make up, you cannot fabricate. Real life is truly much, 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 much more entertaining, much more complex, and almost much more unbelievable than anything these putzes in Hollywood or Bollywood or wherever you're from can even comprehend to make up, okay? Bottom line. Once in a while, when we listen to old people, we think they're senile. Well, guess what? Sometimes they're not senile. They actually know what they're talking about. I honestly can't thank Ted enough for just making that one simple comment, that one simple, basic comment of this should be an HBR episode. I would love if I could just go to, dare I say, a retirement center and get old people to sit around and talk about personal experiences. Not personal beliefs or not personal feelings, but viewpoints. Things they literally saw when they were younger. Besides being, in my mind, what could be one of the most epic podcast ideas available, I think it could honestly be educational to a great number of people, and not only that, a nice way of recorded history, dare I say. Once again, yes, I'm kind of inebriated. Yes, I'm in Florida. Yes, it's 3:11 in the morning. But I will say, I at least finally did an HBR episode, people. And with that said, I cannot thank people enough, like Ken Fallon, 5150, even guys like Katu, Peter64, Double N Dan, all those kind of guys, okay? And I'm missing a buttload of people, by the way, okay? An extreme buttload of people. Those are the kind of people I cannot thank enough for getting me interested, getting me, let's say, excited about listening to other people and sharing things I personally experience. Those are the guys that I honestly feel are paving the way right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Those are the kind of guys I really honestly look up to, I idolize, and I really cannot beg them enough to keep on doing what you are doing come hell or high water, period. And yeah, to everybody who's doing the fest out there, same to you, because you bring people together to do the exact same kind of storytelling. Bruce Patterson helped the Northeast the new Lenox Fest, and he utterly believes that young people need to be there, need to get involved. I will say Bruce is 100% right, but at the same token, we need to get these older people involved, because if we get the older people and the younger people together, I feel like only outstandingly great, beneficial things for human culture can come out of it. Again, man, that Bacardi Light was fantastic. That's all I gotta say. Good stuff, people. Unless you're recovering, then it's bad. Really bad. Alright, guys. I will definitely, I need to do more, period. Thank you very much, and you have yourself a great day.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.